laat aand oordenking op Tygerberg 104 FM.
Goeienaand luisteraars. Vanaand gaan ek met u deel uit die woord van die Here uit die boek Joshua hoofstuk 15. En ons is mos van die Kaap, so ons is tweetalig, so u gaan my hoor. As ek gaan praat in Engels, gaan u my hoor, maar ons gaan gesels later in Afrikaans. So ek lees Joshua 15 vers 18 en 19. And when she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she got off a donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" She said to him, "Give me a blessing, since you have given me the land of the Negev. Give me also springs of water." And he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. Now Aksa, the daughter of Caleb, married Othniel as a result of a decision her father took. He said whoever could win this particular battle could have his daughter and the land that he gave to her. And Caleb, we all know, was one of the spies with Joshua who went to scout out the promised land. And so Aksa obtained this land from her father. During a patriarchal system, her father gave her Southland as a reward. And the only challenge with the Southland was that it was dry land and it needed to be parched. The land, the Negev area, and it forms part of the district south of the Promised Land. You can read about it in Numbers chapter 13. Psalm 126 verse 4 also describes the land as being dry, barren land. And but Aksa looks at this land that she got after her marriage, and she speaks to her husband, and she nudges him to go to her father, because she, although she acknowledges that she received the land from her father, she's grateful. She's not ungrateful, but she looks at the land and she looks at the future prospects of having a land like this, a land exposed to the south wind, a land exposed to the elements, a land that is dry and hot, a land where she must have thought to herself, "I will not be able to put a seed in the ground and expect a harvest." And so she was looking out for the best interests of her future. And then, as I said, she urges her husband to ask for a field. And when her husband did nothing, she dismounts her donkey. She takes action. And when her dad sees her, before she could ask anything, before she could open her mouth, he asks her, "What do you want?" And she answers, "Give me a blessing. Give me a blessing. What you have given me is not a blessing. And since you have given me the Negev, give me also springs of water." And Pastor, tonight, if we look at springs of water, we see that springs of water are not just in a silo. It comes on a field. It comes with land. And her dad gave her two pieces of land, because her dad responds by saying she can have the upper and lower springs. But it took a woman to dismount, to take action. In one field were the springs that saturates the Negev from the top, and the other from the bottom. Hallelujah. And so the inheritance, the field, now becomes a field that is of value to Aksa, to her husband, to her descendants, to everybody that is around the area. It is not just a dry land, but it becomes a land that is drenched with water, a land that can be farmed, a land that can produce, that can provide. They can now sow, they can harvest, they can work, they can enjoy the fresh waters from the springs. They can keep more cattle. The options are simply unlimited. Life is restored in a dry situation, all due to one simple thing. She asked from her father. And so tonight, dear friend, there is power in asking from your father. The Bible says that before we even open our mouth, God our Father knows what we need. John 14 verse 14 says, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Wow, this father could have said, "Hey, you ungrateful woman, you ungrateful child," but he knew what was best for his child. And this evening, if you have been dealt a situation of aridness, a situation of dryness, where the rest of the world is telling you, man, you are fine, at least you have something. If you want more from the hand of God, tonight is your opportunity to ask, to reach out to Him, to take action and to ask God. You have the land, but you are not happy with the condition of the situation that you find yourself in. Your situation is dry. The seeds that you put into this arid land yields no fruit. You have tried for so long. Every time you attempt something, the south wind comes and it blows away everything. Sometimes you can't even see clearly. Then today, brothers and sisters, I want to urge you to reach out to the Father, to get off your proverbial donkey and to come to the Father. He wants to give you abundance of life until it overflows. Jesus also teaches us one thing in the New Testament. He goes, and a man who is sitting asking for alms sits, and Jesus passes by. He could have asked for many things, but he says, Father, I want to see. Sometimes our dry situation, because of the dust and because of the situation, makes us not able to see. Tonight, God is in the house. All you have to do, you have to ask. You have to ask. So, God is in the house and He's asking you, what do you want? Is there healing that you need? Spiritual healing? Healing in your body? Do you have a situation with your child that seems impossible? Have you dismounted your donkey this morning, this evening, and have you asked Him, what do you want? Jesus is in the house. Father, we come to You this evening in the name of Jesus. It is the only name that we believe whereby we can find salvation. And so tonight, Father, I pray for men and women, young and old, Father, who are sitting in a situation where it seems the world has forgotten about them. But I pray, Father, that in this hour You would help them, that they would get up and realize, like the prodigal son, that there is a Father that they can go to, that they can ask, and that He will give them everything, Father, because You have come so that we might have life and life in abundance. I pray for the prowler. I pray for the one who has been robbing and stealing from our children, our brothers and our sisters, Father. I pray that they will realize tonight that You are just a short distance away from us. You are just in arm's reach. You are just a prayer away. We can go on our knees, we can sit in our chairs, and we can say, Father, help us. Because He's here tonight and He's asking us, what do you want? Restore our joy. Restore our families. Restore marriages tonight. Restore relationships tonight. Restore health tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen.